harm to me? No. In this world, nobody can do any harm. None. Who is that doing that harm? You are a past karma? No. Any planet, graha? No. Atma? No. Then person, any person? No. Then who is harming you? Manaparam. My mind is the main cause of happiness and unhappiness. If I feel happy, when they kick me, when they beat me, if I don't talk, they beat me. Rachel, have you no mouth, tongue? Talk. No cause. Why should they beat him? Because he doesn't speak. When they ask him, question him, he keeps quiet. Then if they beat him, you have no tongue, you speak. So, we have not come to that stage. And actually, if we come to that stage, as he said, Nunam Nire Bhagavan Prisa, now, by enjoying these sufferings, then he says, today, Lord, my Lord is very kind towards me and gives me strength to endure. You have my patience. I was a multimillionaire. These fellows come to me daily, taking loan from me, and go home and return the money with interest. But today, I'm penniless. If I had money with me, if they do any harm in worlds, I would have burned the whole village because I had money. But now I have no money. So my mind must be satisfied. You have no money. So you need not talk. Yes. So my mind is now happy. If anybody kicks me, abuses me, beats me, anything does any harm to me, I think it is the blessings of the Lord. This is bhajan. This is bhajan. So now he says, Paratmanistha. Aham tarishyami durantaparam. Svayam mukundangri nisevayava. I will worship the feet of the Lord and go beyond what about this. These people, they are beating me, they are harming me. No, it is my karma, not that karma, even my mind. My mind. How many times they will beat? They will not murder me. If they murder, it's also necessary. Let me go. What loss to me? Nothing, no loss. So this sort of conception is now needed in this world. Seek not the truth. Haan ji karte raho. If anybody says anything, yes sir, I true. So everybody will worship you and respect you. If not, if you say, no sir, this is not truth, untruth, you should not follow. They will say, he is a rascal. So, if one person says, scandalizes another person, then it may be untrue. But Mao was China's leader. He said, a person at one time has committed some mistake or committed theft and he wants to be honest. Now, after becoming honest, still people scandalize him. Though people scandalize him, if one man scandalizes, it may have no voice. But the same thing they say, 1, 2, 3, 4, in one place, in different places, everywhere, in several places, by several people, in several times, if they speak untruth, it becomes true.
He is also, I think,
this is Maoism. Maoism says, if one person says, it is wrong. If 2 person, 4 person, 5 person says, right or wrong is not serious. And that's the same thing said by so many people in so many places. 100 people will speak about it. And then it becomes truth. Untruth becomes truth. This is charisma. Because all are influenced by Maya. All are under the influence of untruth. So all should speak of untruth. If anybody speaks, there is no majority. What majority rule? That is the communism majority rule. Because 100 people says it has murdered that person. 100 people says. Whether he murdered or not, the judge must hear from the witness. And the 100 witness, they say he was murdered, but he was ignorant. He never did it. But now, chor ke chore, pathi ko lagaye phansi. Now, these people, 100 people, they are bribed. They said, yes, he has committed this. Then the judge, though he may see that they have not committed in his eyes, still he cannot give a judgment. He must give judgment according to the witness. Dictation of the majority witness. This is Kali Yuga. And the judge is of Kali, and the parties, both parties, plaintiff and those are all Maya. Underneath here some Maya, ignorant thing. This is. So untruth becomes truth. If it is spoken in one place, it may be untruth. The same untruth is spoken by 100,000 people in different parts and different times. That becomes truth. That is Mohala. The Kali Yuga is Kali Yuga. So nobody is there who is after truth. All are after truth. When Dharmaraj was known in this world as not speaking untruth, it is an established truth. But when Dronacharya's son was died in the war, and that day war was fought till night, 9 o'clock, so he was killed. He was in the dark night, nobody knows, but the Vadanti, now people heard that Ashwatthama died. Ashwatthama died, Ashwatthama. Like Mao Siddhantama. That everybody said Ashwatthama died, died, died. Then Pranacharya said, if my son dies, I must give up my bows and arrows. So he came, so I must find out the truth. In the darkness, I do not know really what happened. Then Vitla Maharaj, I must go to the Vitla Maharaj, he will speak the truth. So prior to that, Krishna approaching, Maharaj said, now Dronacharya, your guru, he is coming. And he is your opponent, and he is the leader of the opponent party, opposite party. Now, if he can know that his son Ashwatthama is not dead, he won't leave his ear and eye bumps. Then you cannot kill him. Then what reply we will give? Then Dharmaraj said, I speak the truth. If you speak the truth, you will lose your arm. I don't care. I will go to forest and be in the forest. But I will never. Then Krishna's desire is that he had come to this world of Dadajadahi Dharmasya Glani Bhavati. And Dharma Glani. And the Kuriyals should be destroyed, and this 18 days war, several crores of Kuriyal people will die. It is his desire. So now he said, yes, you can say Nareba Gunjari Asatama Hata, whether an elephant name of Asatama or any person name of Asatama died, I heard. Then Dronacharya was, Dronacharya held from him this. Then he thought, out of respect, Buddhist Maharaj is not telling about this death of my, directly death of my son, only say Nareva Gundari, because out of respect, he openly doesn't say that. I may be offended. Anyhow, I must give up. So he gave up and said, Jhanam. Immediately, Dhrishtadyumna came and cut off his head. So it was the Krishna's desire that they should do this. And it was done. So now, in Kali Yugam, you see, Kali Yugam is Varasth Yugam, but still, Kalim Savadayanti Arjya Gunajna Sarabhagina. Jatra Sankirtanai Naiva Sarvasva Atthoji Labhati, you put that fan. No light? Are light nahi na ki? अच्छी तो मतलब पकड़ जाए क्या है ठंडा
कोई जान दूध पूरा गंदे भरे थे
और सामान सब मौजूद है वहाँ से जा रहे कृष्ण मरना जाए तो कल भी पद भक्त बिनोद बोले न जखन हो ना मुझे इसी सीइंग इस नेचर द वर्ल्ड भक्त बिनोद ठाकुर बिकम मम फॉर 7 years. Seven years. I never talked to anybody. Bhata vyadhi chare hoilo moon. Paralysis stroke. In the name of paralysis stroke, he survived 7 years. He never talked. He has written so many books. So, because he has exposed the truth and the distinction between truth and untruth, then all the public went against him. So he became paralyzed stroke. He was influenced by paralysis stroke regarding this bill for 7 years prior to his departure. Now, you see, in the time of Prabhupada, of course, so many young people, they have come. They were never expected that such a thing will happen in future. Because, therefore, yes, they have come, and good people, they have followed, and they have achieved their goal. But now, we are living. And as long as we live, what shall we do? Gang parjatan pustamana agatasprihya kalam prasakkam namado vimatsara. As Narada in his previous life, he was asked to spend his whole life by repeating Harinamam and remembering the leelas of Lord. You spend your whole time till your death, you must do. So, see, without embracing death, he was expecting whatever the blessings of the Lord should come of its own accord. So he traveled throughout the world, singing the glories of Bhagavan. That should be done now. What? But it is very difficult, sir. in Kali Yugam. As says, they say we must take birth in Kali Yugam because Kali Yuga has got license. But no doubt Harinama is only the means through which one can attain the sublime stage. But there are so many obstacles. So these obstacles must come out of these obstacles. How can we come? It is by Krishna's grace. We must beep day and night. I told these ladies yesterday, Vishnu Priya, Vanti Chana Mahaprabhu went away. Vishnu Priya was alone and her mother-in-law was alone. She was an old lady and Vishnu Priya, a young lady. And his mother-in-law may go at any moment, but she must survive. And she never saw the face of a man, but only guarded in that by Ishana in that room. Even Ishana cannot come in. Whatever necessary, he used to give them. That's all. From morning, he used to count rice. Repeat the mantra and count rice till 2 o'clock. After 2, they will cook and offer it to the Lord and take prasadam both. So this is how they have done in that yugam. But now everybody is independent. According to our shastrams, a woman must be at a child, when she is a child, she must be with parents. And at youth, she must be with husband. And old age, she must be with his son. But son is not unbelievable. And husband is unbelievable. And brother is unbelievable. Because everybody is selfish. Everybody is
not reliable.
Bhagavatam it is told, Nate vidu swarthakatim Vishnu durasayaji bahirathamanina andhad sandhe rupaniyamana isatantra urudamni baddha. So, they say swartham is selfishness. So, everybody is nature is selfish. If you see so many trees, and the forest trees go straight. Why? Because every seed wants to go up high. Another tree and then another tree. Because they are selfish. Even a bird is selfish. Even a beast is selfish. A man is selfish. What is that selfishness? The body conscious, body conscience. Body. I means this body. This body must be received the comforts. And he is selfish. Even the husband is selfish. Wife is selfish. Father is selfish. Son is selfish. Master is selfish. Servant is selfish. Everybody is selfish. In this world, service. For service, do they do? They never. Nobody does the service for service. This, if you say Mahapurusha, yes, you have to bhaktya sanjataya bhaktya. You have to do service only for service. You have to do bhakti for bhakti. But if you practice jnanam only for mukti, if you practice karma only for bhukti bhogam, if you practice yoga only for siddhi, but bhakti, only bhakti. What bhakti? Bhakti is service, and that service you will get perfectly. So, perfection means get that bhakti. In a perfect atma, atma is perfect. When it is not dominated by maya, it is perfect. So when it becomes perfect, it will do the service. Whatever service it is doing now, the same service only she will do. Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Amadha Bhakti, it will do, like Ambarisha. So it is bhakti. So people cannot enter. That is Krishna consciousness, the Krishna service. How Krishna service? They are playing with Krishna. Who? Brijavasis? The children are playing with Krishna. The parents are blessing Krishna, embracing Krishna. His friends are embracing boys, elderly boys are embracing Krishna. They are playing with Krishna. They are giving food to Krishna and take a bit from him. When he wants to eat, then he withdraws it, like children. They do this. So Brahma, when he saw this Brahma, he says, oh bhagyam, oh bhagyam. How fortunate they are. In Nanda Gopa Pradokasam, the boys and youngsters and the elders, how fortunate they are. They are playing, they are embracing, they are fighting with Krishna. They are giving food to Krishna and take it from Krishna and eat with Krishna. So, oho bhagyam, Nanda Gopa Pradokasam. Janmitra, he is the friend of all, this Brijavasi. So I want to be one among these boys in this Goloka or Gokula in Vrindavan. Why I am on the seventh floor of this Satyaloka? I descend on Satyaloka. O Lord Krishna, you are giving moksha to Putana, Agha, Bhaka and all these Kamsa and all these fellows by killing them. Those enemies, those who come to you to kill you, you give them moksha. The property, nidhi you have got is only that moksha. Now you have given that moksha to Putana. You have given that moksha to Aghasura, Bhakasura. And all these rakshasas you have given, what will you give to these boys, the boys who are playing with you, who are dancing with you, who are laughing with you, who are going to the forest with you? So what can you give? What can you do? I am unable to understand. I am a Brahma. I am the creator of this world. I cannot understand what you can give to them. Vishwaphalat phalam. The Vishwaphala means the whole. You must give that whole to them. Whole to them. Must. You yourself must give yourself to them. You have given all that. Because they are kissing you, embracing you, they are beating you, they are kicking you, and they are protecting you, abusing you, everything they do to them with such ecstasy, with prema, and with that prema they worship. It is not a worship. They are with you playing all this. You are happy with them. That happiness we never find anywhere except Krishna's happiness in Brijaloka and Gokula. He was with happiness with all. Nobody was against him in Gokula. Those who rakshasas were against, they were killed. But the rest are all obedient to him. But they have given everything in his service. Whole body in his service. And though never give Krishna, forcibly takes away the milk and curd and ghee and makkhan, butter, everything Krishna eats. So, this sort of leela, where can you find? In only Brija leela. So now Brahma says, it is a misfortune that I have come with my parents, I have come to this stage. That stage I now discard. I don't want that stage. I will be happy. Arey, sita kisi korna toh hai? Chhoti ki? Now we must do bhajan. Namam, day and night. pay more time for now. Because Mahaprabhu says, when Balabhacharya came with the Namas, Nama, writing the commentary on Namam, he said, I have written commentary on Namam. Then Mahaprabhu says, yes, you have written, you are a great scholar, you have written. But sorry, I have no time to finish my daily routine Namam. I have no time. So I cannot pay my attention towards these things. That is only the, because the more we receive the pressure from Maya, the more we must be marching towards Him, Unmukha. That forces, the worldly forces, it brings pressure on me, so that I cannot cooperate with them. I must go towards Unmukha, towards the Lord. I should not go back and compromise with them. I must go, because the better the sooner, because they will do their own duty. Sesyavadhikari janeshta swaguna prakritita. They will do their own activity. They have to do. They are dictated by their past karma, karma anusarani buddhi, and buddhi's dictations will to mana, and mind dictates to all these indriyams. They will do it. Now, that buddhi, vimalandu shankatha balaja madhavadhyayini, if that buddhi always remembers Madhava, then only it becomes pure. And the guidance of buddhi will be pure then. And it will guide to mind then. And mind will guide to indriyams. Then all will be happy. So that stage must come. There is no other way, sir. Only one way. You see, ekayana pantha. We have got ekayana pantha. One way traffic. What is the meaning of one way traffic? In one way you must go. There are so many ways. But one way you have to go and you have to return. There is no question of return. In one way you have to go. Because in this world they have got double route. Because one way to go and one way to return. But ours is to go, not to come back.
No return
ticket. Ekayana. We are ekayana. We follow the same rule, one way traffic. But one way traffic means we are all travelers. We are traveling from Maya termination to the real truth. Bhuloka, Bhuvarloka, Sarloka, Mahaloka, Janaloka, Tapaloka, Satyaloka, we have to pass all these things. And go to Satyaloka, we must travel to Brahmaloka, then to Vaikuntha, then to Goloka. When we approach Goloka, then our aim ends there. One-way traffic, ekayana pantha. Bahu Shaka Anantasta Buddhayo Abhyavasayinam. So those who are Abhyavasayi and Abhyavasayi means those who are the single-minded devotion, those who have got, they must go to Bhagavan. They must never return from there. They cannot go back. They cannot turn their face towards the back side. They must go towards the Lord, Supreme Lord Krishna, and they must proceed till they reach Krishna. This bhakti, creeper, it proceeds. Lata bij, Guru Krishna prasade pahe bhakti lata bij. Mali hoya sei bij kare aropan, shravana kirtana jale kare setan. Upajiya Bharilata Brahmanda Bhari Jaya. Guruka Brahmanda Bhari Viparabhyam Paya. Tadupari Jaya Lata Guruka Brahmanda Bhari. Viparabhyam means Vaikuntha. ఇతరభ్యమాప్తిసత్తులోక్ జ్ఞాన వైకుంఠ తదుపరి జాయరస గొర్రకు బృందావన్ దాన్ని గోష్ఠిగోళకు బృందావన్ కృష్ణ చరణ్ కల్ప వృక్షకర్ అండ్ హీ టచెస్ ది ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ ది లార్డ్ దెన్ హీ విల్ బి ఫ్రీ అండ్ అండ్ ద బ్లాజమ్ దట్ ది ఫ్లవర్స్ విల్ కమ్ అండ్ ది ఫ్రూట్ విల్ బి దేర్ అండ్ దట్ ఫ్రూట్ రైప్ ఫ్రూట్ విల్ ఫాల్ డౌన్ అండ్ దిస్ మాలి హూ ఈజ్ సర్వింగ్ దట్ క్రీపర్ హీ విల్ ఎంజాయ్ దట్ ఫ్రూట్ హౌ ఇట్ కెన్ హీ ఎంజాయ్ మీన్స్ విత్ దట్ క్రీపర్ హీ విల్ గో దేర్ ఇన్ దిస్ బాడీ హీ విల్ గో అండ్ ఆఫ్టర్ ది డిస్ట్రక్షన్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ బాడీ హీ విల్ గో దట్ ఈజ్ స్వరూప అండ్ స్వరూప ఇన్ దిస్ బాడీ ఇన్ దిస్ ఫార్మ్ ఆల్సో యూ కెన్ రీచ్ బట్ ఇట్ విల్ బి కంప్లీట్ ఓన్లీ ఆఫ్టర్ లివింగ్ ది డిఫెక్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ బాడీ ఇట్ విల్ బి కంప్లీట్ యూ విల్ రీచ్ దట్ ఈజ్ వాంట్ దట్ ఈజ్ వాంటెడ్ యూ సో ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ ఆర్ ఓన్లీ ఫర్ దట్ ఫర్ దట్ వీ మస్ట్ యాక్సెప్ట్ ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ వితౌట్ ఇట్ నో యూజ్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ మరివ మరివ సఖి అవశ్య మరివ జస్ ఐ విల్ డై డై దట్ వేరే తాపం 100 ఫ్లవర్ పెటల్స్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ పద్మ ఫ్లవర్ లోటస్ ఫ్లవర్ ఇట్ హ్యాస్ 100,000 పెటల్స్ and each petal putting on the body of Radhika immediately it is burnt another like that hundreds one after another given all are burnt so much heat the body and this is called Vireha Tapam so everything is tapam means it is that tapam is superior to even poison this kalakuta visham or say this snake visham poison it is still very powerful than this sarpa visham and that this sarpa visham and this sarpa receives and if we receive the effect that the body will become so much hot that the temperature will be not above the temperature will be above the degrees will have no hold on it such is the viraha tapam enjoyed by the devotee. So by doing namam, through namam, as Haridas Thakur has told, he answered to every question, but he was doing harinama. With harinama only he converted the harlot. He never spoke any harikatha. Did he speak anything? No. Just as he came, and he asked, why you have come? I have come to here to meet you. I am young, you are also young. Yes, please wait. I have an oath that in 1 month I must complete 1 crore namam. If it is completed today, you can fulfill your desire. So he was sitting and anxiously waiting when his namam will come to enclose. But Harinama is going, Harinama doing Harinama without any drowsiness, nothing. Harinama was doing. It was done. Dentist Swamiji told her, yes, you are saying that I am doing namam. Today it was not completed. You come today? It will be completed. Then second day also she was anxious that second day when he had a promise Definitely he will see it also. The second day was not also complete. Third day, when third day also not complete, then he never has complained. He said, "Sir, I will come to this is the idea why I have come. There is some Jamindar. He promised to give me half of his wealth, land. He has written document that I can touch you. But by touching you, I am burning myself. I cannot touch from long distance. Now tell me, what have I to do?" "Yes, I was waiting here only for you. Now you shave your head and distribute your property and take one coarse cloth and eat little and here serve tulasi and do namam. I will go. Please allow me to go." So he went away. And that Vesya Vaido Param Mahanti, Bada Bada Vaishnava Dekhibari Janti. She became a great devotee, and all the Vaishnavas, they go daily to have the darshan of that Vaishnavi, not harlot. So what is he says? Darshane pavitra kara eight tamara gun. By only the heart from the harlot is very strong like a steel, not an ordinary woman, because it is her profession. You have earned crores of rupees. That is that profession. Now repentance has come to her. By only hearing the name of Haridas and seeing the figure of Haridas, she was changed. So can we change such a harlot seeking Harikatha? No. So the efficacy of Namam, Haridas Thakur knows. So he was called by Mahaprabhu, "Namir Achara Prachar Name Karho Duikarja." You practice and preach. Some practice, never preach. Some preach, never practice. Now practice and preaching theoretically, practically. You are an ideal personality. You should be like that. Oh, very glad. Oh, you are Nidhi, you must have your darshan as long as you stay here. Vaishnava Sangate Man Anandita Anukkan. Sada Hai Krishna Prasanna. No worldly topic. We talk of Krishna's glories, Vaishnava's glories, Mahapurus life. Of course, I thought that slokam. Sadyo Hridi Avaruddhyate Yatra Krutibhi Sastanat. That if the bhakti is a pure one, without having any dharma purochita kaitavo atra, dharma, artha, kama, and moksha, vancha, the aspiration of bhoga, moksha, and siddhi vancha, Krishna bhakta niskam, ateva shanta, bhukti kami, siddhi kami, moksha kami, sakadeva shanta. So, we must, of course, you see, as Newton said, just in this ocean, I have only picked up some pebbles. People say, "You are a great scientist." No. And fathomed ocean, only I have picked up some pebbles. Oh, naturally Brahma says in this Vidyapati, kato sapa anana, kato chatura anana, mari mari javata natura adi avasana. Bhanaya Vidyapati, sesa samana bhaya, tuva binu gati nahi ara. Adi anadika, natha kahavasi, avatarana bharat mara. So when Brahma, Rudradi, so many heads could not be able to calculate you, could not be able to know you, how can I know you? So I am approaching death now, sir, and I think that you are my protector. You are able to save me. I have no, find none to save me except you. So that stage should come now for us. And also that is only the final stage. Look up, kick up all the worldly matters and worldly welfare and welfare of others. Not let me. Jivano sarthaka kari kara paropakar. Bharata bhumite janma hoilo, manishya janma hoilo jar. Janma sarthaka kari paropakar. You take a birth in India, then we must help ourselves first and help others. And by that Krishna will help us. Krishna's blessings shall have to darshan.